KXRN LP
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported
KXFM on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
Straight up at 8 o'clock, a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Welcome to the program. About 30 minutes away from Lisa Farber, Laguna Beach Vibe, LagunaNow.com, stepping in to give us the lowdown, the skinny, the fat jokes about the weekend. That's what we're talking about here. What's happening and where? That's about a half hour away. As we do each and every Friday, we sit down and chat for a chamber chat, and we are fortunate this morning. We're welcoming Aaron Slattery from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, President and CEO. Very good morning to you, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic.
All right. Wonderful job setting up the candidate council forum last night. Kudos and hats off to you and the entire staff.
And back right at you.
Well, thank you very much. That was it was a lot of fun. We got a lot of information out there. By the way, it'll be podcast up here in about an hour or so on our podcast page. But thank you. Excellent work last night. And I know that you're working equally as hard on the Taste of Laguna coming up on October 13th.
Yes. We have sold out on the VIP tickets. So grit your general admission tickets. They're $85. Right. Gets you in for all you can eat. Wonderful, fantastic restaurants we have this year.
Excellent.
As well as music by the Mighty Untouchables.
All right.
And we have a photo bus, so you can get your pictures taken. And it's just going to be a fun event in general. So don't miss it.
I saw the list of restaurants. That's going to be some tasty treats. Now, yeah. So with all these restaurants, if you were just an average person walking in, how are you going to decide which couple of dozen tasty treats to go to first? Do you go to the ones you don't know very well, or do you go to the tried and trues?
For me personally,
yes, for
I go
personally.
To the ones I don't know.
Okay.
Because for me, it's all about trying something new and experiencing something new. So when I go to a taste, whether it's Taste of Laguna or another, you know, city, I'm looking for the next restaurant that I'm going to book my friend's birthday party at, or I'm looking for the next restaurant that I'm going to take my mom for her dinner. And so I want to know what makes them special and unique.
Right.
And so that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the new place that I get excited about and I want to take my friends to and show them how wonderful it was.
Right. Now, see, I'm almost the opposite. I go to the tried and trues because I'm just in case I'm not liking the new stuff and then I don't want to like us, but who doesn't like who's going to be at the taste, right?
Right, exactly.
You're going to love everybody there. So you brought a guest with you this morning. We've had her on the program before. I know her well. She's a neighbor, a former neighbor of mine. Holly Morell is with Heartfelt. Welcome, Holly. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
It's so great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness. So I actually took part in this a couple of years back. And tell us about Heartfelt. Tell us exactly what it is.
So Heartfelt is a nonprofit organization, and we're dedicated to saving lives from sudden cardiac arrest through early detection, education, and increased public awareness. And with a major focus on early detection, we go into community-based venues to actually offer comprehensive cardiac evaluation.
And I got one a couple of years back, and there's a certain sense of comfort that it gave me after knowing, okay, I'm all right. Nothing wrong here.
Peace of mind.
I'm a man of over 29. So, yeah, it is good peace of mind. And we did it at the high school last time. Mm-hmm. Where will we be this time?
Well, we are trying to get our footing after the pandemic and the lockdowns and so on and so forth. And I know schools are trying to navigate through all the new guidelines and such. So, We've had about 6 screenings since the lockdowns, which have been fabulous, but we don't have anything as of this moment on the calendar. But one thing that's really exciting is we are initiating a new division of Heartfelt, and it's called Heartfelt at Home, and we are going to start doing house calls.
Tell us about that. How is that going to work? So I want the exam. I call you up. You come to the house.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's going to be a beautiful thing because our mission is to provide early detection to as many people as possible.
Right.
And with all the, you know, recent concerns about and the challenges even getting into a doctor's office these days, the wait can be quite long, right?
Right.
So we're just going to sort of alter a program and be able to go to people's homes and do the screening in the comfort and privacy of their own homes.
And how many technicians are going to be involved in coming to someone's house?
That would depend on the number of people that we would be screening in that home.
Okay.
We'll start out with one, and they can handle up to at least five individuals. If the family wants to do it quicker, we'll bring a couple techs.
I was amazed at how quick the process actually is. Mm-hmm. The screening itself is not invasive or intrusive at all, and it's a quick process, and you find out fairly fast.
Right.
The science behind this. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, we utilize the best two tools for detection for the general risks of cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone that participates in our screening receives both an electrocardiogram as well as an echocardiogram. So the electrocardiograms, it's not uncommon for people to have had those because you need them before surgery and so on and so forth. That's when you lay on your back and you get the little stickers. And they actually do a printout of your heart rhythm. That's addressing the potential electrical issues that you may have. Now, the echocardiogram is actually cardiac ultrasound, so it gives us a vision of the heart, and we're looking for any structural issues. So you are correct. With our screening in a community-based venue, it takes approximately 15 minutes, and it's painless and simple and absolutely life-saving.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So you mentioned the printout that you get. I just recently had surgery. I had that done, and they gave me the printout. It looked like the notes to Beast of Burden from the Rolling Stones. I'm like, all right, there I am. Yeah, I'm dancing. I'm doing the Mick Jagger dance there. All right. Okay, and so as you envision going to people's, is this just going to be in Laguna Beach? Are you going everywhere?
I would like to start in Laguna because it's, you know, obviously I'm a resident here and we're based here in Laguna, and you would never run out of people that would need the screening.
Right.
But we will definitely branch out to other areas throughout Orange County for sure.
And the older a person gets, do they need more screenings per year? Do you recommend more screenings per year?
You know, it's difficult to answer those questions conclusively, right? Because there's not a lot of data out there from the general public to standardize any type of protocol. However, I would say for adults, unless your family history has changed or you develop new concerning symptoms, having a screening every few years or something might be adequate. In terms of the younger kids that we screen, again, there's no standardized protocol, but our chief medical director has suggested that when we're screening the younger kids, like let's say a child as they're entering high school, we might want to repeat that as they're exiting. But, you know, I'm kind of biased. I would say that my family gets screened once a year because they can. And why not?
Tell us how great it feels when you actually detect something and you've actually gotten it in time to save someone's life. Has that happened recently?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It has. In fact, within the last six screenings that I mentioned previously that we've been able to do since the lockdowns. And I mean, as you can imagine, it's really difficult to put into words. But we reached a huge milestone right before COVID. We've screened over 55,000 individuals now, which has resulted in us saving over 1,000 lives. But in the last few months, it's kind of an interesting story. There was a 55-year-old woman who brought her teenage son in for screening at one of our venues. And she and her husband were there with him. And I said, aren't you guys going to get screened? She said, no, we're just going to do this for our son. Well, I talked them into getting screened themselves. And then she just wrote a little testimonial that she came to the screening to screen her son, ended up getting screened herself. Her son was fine, and the screening saved her life.
She's
awaiting a pretty invasive surgery, probably open heart surgery to help her, but
she knows about it.
Yeah,
but she knew about it. That's very, very cool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Congratulations on that
one.
Thank you. Okay, so how do our listeners find you if in fact they want a screening?
Yes. So we have a website, which they could submit an email through there, and it's heartfeltscreening.org. Mm-hmm. And also we have a local phone number here in Laguna, which is 949-494-6575. Okay. They can reach us via email or give us a quick call, and we can definitely schedule something again for an individual or a family within the privacy of their own home. It's super comfortable and gives us an opportunity to educate as well, right, in the downtime.
Right.
And we don't need to have a doctor referral or a history of our family or anything. Just call in.
Right. So for clarity, Heartfelt does not practice medicine. It would still be a screening.
Right.
But it's quite comprehensive, and it'll be reviewed by a board-certified cardiologist, right, just as if you were going through the normal channel. Right. And it would then give you the opportunity to have something brought to your attention, so then you know you have to go to a doctor's office and seek follow-up, right? Or it would give you peace of mind like Ed received,
right,
and you'd know that you were okay for a
and
while.
This isn't normally part of like an annual checkup that you get. So this is something that we want to do because we're not normally getting it checked every year at our annual.
Correct, because for the basic physicals that adults get, no, it isn't a part of it. But I think more importantly, when we're talking about these young athletes that are being cleared to play sports, cardiac evaluation is not a part of their pre-sports physical exam.
That's
crazy.
And you hear all the time, and it's really tragic when you do, that a football player, a young high school football player, dies in Georgia after practice, and it was a heart murmur. It wasn't a heat thing. So it's very, very important for that age group.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
May I? So here's the thing. It's the number one killer in the United States.
Wow.
It's also the number one killer of women.
Wow.
Not a lot of people understand that. But also a young athlete dies every 3 days in this country from sudden cardiac arrest. And more often than not, in my humble opinion, it can be a preventable tragedy for sure.
Right. Wow. Those are stark numbers there. Yes. Once every 3 days. Mm-hmm. That's a stark number. What got you involved to start this to begin with?
So I have a long family history of sudden cardiac death and heart disease. My family has a genetic heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And out of 11 potential family members, 9 of us had the disease. Sadly, 6 have passed away because that was a time when, there weren't advancements in medicine to protect their lives. But we've had 2 transplants in the family. 3 of us have devices implanted to protect our lives. So I really did start off in memory of my loved ones, but my efforts really began in 1999. My father was still alive at the time when a young football player, 16-year-old Scotty Lang, died on the Fountain Valley football field during a football practice where my dad lived directly across the street. And we just said, we have to do something. Like, our family knew why you hear about these athletes dying on the playing field. And it was obviously literally and figuratively close to home, right?
Right.
And so I still am in touch with the Young family, Lang family.
Right.
And I remind them that I basically say that Scotty's death created this drive in me and motivation in me. And so therefore I believe that I've screened 55,000 people in his memory.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let me ask you about cardiomyopathy if I can for just a moment. Is it handed down from generation? Is it something you inherit?
As in my family, it absolutely can be. Right. But we do screen individuals where we will find one family member that has it and not the others. So, I'm just a lay person.
Right. No. You're one of the smartest lay persons I know. So, yeah, I'm glad you're here. You do important work. And now that you're expanding to be able to bring it into people's homes, it's even more essential and more important. Mm-hmm. So give us the way to get in touch with you again.
So the website is heartfeltscreening.org, We also have a local Laguna number, which is 949-494-6575.
All right. Thank you. That's Holly Morrell with Heartfelt. Erin, you're just bringing more interesting people here all the time.
Yes. We have wonderful members. So I want to thank all of our members for supporting the Chamber of Commerce. We also have our Government Affairs Committee meeting with Council Member Peter Blake on Thursday, October 6th.
Okay.
And then we also have the Tri-Chamber Sunset Mixer and Cruise coming up on Thursday, October 27th. And of course, Taste Again. Can't miss Taste.
October 13th. It's going to just delicious treats. It's going to be hard to decide which 10 booths I want to hit. But yeah, all right. Well, thank you very much. I got Peter on the show on Monday. He's coming in Monday at 8 for an interview as well. Holly Morrell, thank you once again. Erin Slattery, as always, thank you. You guys have been great this morning.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you guys so much.
8:16 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.